Happy to speak upon that language on behalf of myself and the senator from the 17th. It's for Clay County, which we share. I am the junior senator from Clay County. It allows for the Clay County Emergency Management System Board. Clay County has undertaken efforts to consolidate their PSAP and establish a consolidated dispatch system. This language allows for the board to be established for the purpose of overseeing the consolidated dispatch system. And that lays out the various members of the board. So that's what, that's the effort that we're trying to do with.
And it's
with
just for Clay County?
It is for Clay County.
Thank you, Senator.
You're welcome, Senator.
Madam President?
Yeah, Senator from the 13th.
Fire the Senator from Franklin.
Senator from Franklin, do you yield?
Yes, I do.
He does. Proceed.
That Senator?
I believe, we probably could have went right back out to the inquiry. Senator from Andrew, that language on page 32 is his as well.
It is his as well?
Yes.
Yeah, but that, could that affect other fire districts across? Oh, I can ask him that then. You don't know.
That is Senator from Andrew's language as well.
Okay. Do you know about the language on page 27 yet? If you don't, I'll go back to the Senator.
Go back to Senator from Andrew, and I will get
Madam President, may I please inquire of the Senator from Andrew?
Senator from Andrew, do you yield to the Senator from the 13th?
Well, Madam President, I certainly do.
He does. Proceed.
Hello again, Senator.
Well, hello, Senator.
So,
page 32.
Page
32?
Yes. Section 321.553, line 24. That is a sales tax being imposed to support a fire district or, So, I'm wanting to know which fire district, what this language does, and would it apply to all fire districts across the state. On 32, line 24.
We did not put that.
I'm sorry?
I did not ask for that particular provision to go in.
Oh, that's not your language?
Not to my knowledge, no. It did not. Okay. I will try to track that down.
Thank you, Senator. Madam President?
Senator from the 13th.
May I inquire of the Senator from Franklin?
Senator from Franklin, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Brief. Proceed.
I'm sorry, Senator. I was so hoping that would be the information we're looking for.
I am looking from my staff. They prepared this cheat sheet here of all this language, and I hope my staff is paying attention because you're looking on page 27, line 19.
Right. The underlying language.
The underlying language.
I just want to know how this is going to affect the state-run facilities and the other not-for-profits in our state, because it's a certificate of need language.
I am patiently awaiting an answer.
Okay.
To that.
Let's talk about the rest of the bill then. All right.
We can talk about many other provisions.
Is there any Uber language in this?
There's no Uber language.
No Uber language. Is there any PLA language in this bill?
There's no PLA language in this.
It's a good day.
It's a good day.
It's a good day, Senator.
Yeah. Well, what we are talking about at this point is the pending amendment. I can talk about the pending amendment.
Well, you know what? I think that somebody has entered the room that can help me with the fire district language on page 27. If you don't mind, I will inquire of them.
I will text my staff as to where that language originally came from as well.
Okay, well, I think, or not 27, I think we have 27, you're going to get the answer for me, too.
Yeah.
I think the Senator from Andrew found who I need to speak to on page 32, so if you don't mind, I would inquire of that Senator.
All right, that'd be fine.
Thank you, Senator. Yeah. Madam President, may I inquire of the Senator from Clay?
Senator from Clay, do you yield?
I do, Madam President.
He does. Proceed.
Sorry, Senator.
No problem.
I thought, if I get this on here, I thought that this was in relation to liberty, but I'm not sure that it is now.
Well, and that's what I'm curious. I don't, you know, I don't.
Liberty is not a fire protection district. I don't believe.
Liberty is not?
No, the liberty language we put on something earlier was a public safety sales tax imposed by, that would be put on the ballot by their city council.
Well, this is a sales tax.
But this is a
made in a fire protection district.
Yeah, I don't believe that there is a fire protection district in my Senate district.
So this isn't your language either.
It would not be my language that I'm aware of. No, I think, no, my language earlier dealt with
this
the city of Liberty.
This is kind of like playing Where's Waldo?
Yeah.
It's the last week of session.
Yeah, you got to be vigilant.
All these
things get, no, I completely understand. I know there's some things
I'm looking
out for.
You know, and I don't deny anybody that wants to impose a sales tax in their area to support health and safety issues, especially fire protection districts. But I want to make sure that they're not going to affect my fire protection district and their ability to do things in their district.
Yeah,
so that's
sure.
Why, you know, I just was reading through here and I seen this and it kind of jumped out at me. And
yeah, I don't believe that there are any fire protection districts in the 17th senatorial. I think they're all fire departments through municipalities. So I don't think that this would that I have any anything to enlighten you with on that. But I do appreciate what you're doing. I'm also watching for various pieces of language coming over from various places, and I respect that, Senator.
Thank you, Senator. Madam President, may I inquire of the Senator from the 24th?
Senator from the 24th, do you yield?
I do.
She does. Proceed.
Know anything about this fire protection district?
I don't. I don't know where it came from. And, you know, I think that there are a lot of pieces in this bill that you've raised questions about. I'm not sure where they've come from.
I'm satisfied as long as I get answers.
Right. Exactly.
You know,
so
I do long inquiries, but
right. Count me among those who does not know where this came
well,
from.
Well, I just ask because you, as well as your district, as well as mine, probably has several fire protection districts in their Senate district. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Madam President, may I inquire of the Senator from the 14th?
Senator from the 14th, do you yield to the inquiry? She does. Proceed.
Yes.
Afternoon, Senator.
Good afternoon.
Do you know what this language does? Or?
No, I'm actually going through the entire bill, and there are a lot of questions that I have, things that just stick out. I was talking to the senator from the 24th, or from Franklin, about page 24, and then I was looking at the rental taxation. So there's a lot that's in here. I mean, a lot. And then
went through it earlier, and I was pretty good with a lot of it. But when I see fire protection districts and subject to the way things are defined in statute already, and all you see is the number, you don't have the definition in front of you or what it's doing already in current law, it makes me wonder because, you know, for years, you know as well as I do how tenacious things have been in fire districts across our county. And I think things are pretty quiet and starting to get better. And I just want to make sure that we stay on the same path and anything we do in here doesn't interfere with what we're doing there.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm also looking at the county liquor licenses, the county contracts. I had an issue with that because it seems as though it can restrict St. Louis County and some of what the municipalities possibly do. And then minority inclusion in that. I have like a load of questions on top of organizing these multiple amendments that I've now put in order, but I'm trying to sift through them and understand them. So this is a salad bowl of stuff.
Yes, it is. Well, thank you, Senator. I think the Senator from Franklin might have some answers for me now.
Thank you.
Madam President, may I inquire of the Senator from Franklin?
Senator from Franklin, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Hello, Senator.
Senator, we're back. I do think the representative that carried this legislation over there is over on the side gallery, that obviously he has some answers. I can talk to you about the fire protection sales tax. It's governing body of any fire protection jurisdiction serving an area that was or is being annexed in a city within the fire department may impose upon vote approval a sales tax in the amount of up to a half cent on retail sales, provided that such sales tax be accompanied by a reduction in the district's property tax rate. If the sales tax revenue receives approval by the majority of voters voting on the proposal, then the sales tax is in effect and the governing body of the fire protection district must lower its property tax rate, to which it reduces tax revenues to 50% was collected in the previous year.
So what area is that? I mean, do you know what area this will affect? Will it affect all fire districts?
No, I believe it's Franklin County.
Okay.
No? Four counties. Four counties.
Yeah. So it could possibly affect St. Louis County.
I'm looking at the bill sponsor.
I am too, and
anxiously.
I don't know if I like what I'm seeing. All right, let's go back to the other language on the certificate of need.
Yes.
Did we get an answer there yet?
That is the University of Missouri. It's a language that was added by the House on the University of Missouri. They have approved this language. So
So they are not subject to the certificate of need, or are they?
I believe that they're not subject to it. No.
So this will.
This shall make them subject to it.
I'm sorry?
This shall make them subject to it.
No, the conversation we had before about the certificate of need,
yes,
is getting clearer and clearer to me right now that maybe we need to have a review and a tutorial for members of both sides of the aisle in this building, because nobody seems to know what we have going here. I mean, I just don't know how. So right now, you're telling me
this is the University of Missouri Hospital.
Okay, so the University Hospital is not subject to certificate of need.
That's what I'm aware of, yes. But this would make them subject to that.
You don't work here.
I'm seeing three heads nodding, and that is...
I understand, Senator, and I just want to get some answers on this bill. So... I guess I'm satisfied, and I'll talk to the representative offline. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Senator from the 5th.
I would like to inquire the handler of the bill.
Senator from Franklin, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator from Franklin, are you hanging in there?
I'm trying to.
You're doing a great job. So the certificate of need... provision in this bill here. As you well know, the senator from the 21st came with a bill that dealt with a moratorium.
I was supportive of
while,
not
while we
it.
Both were but, in opposition
yeah.
to that.
Yes.
Is it true to say, or can I say, that you were in support of a study?
Am I in support of a study?
A study.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And so, with that being said, you and I are on the same page. I'm going to offer an amendment to go ahead and do the evaluation and do the study on the certificate of need and see exactly what needs to happen to change it, what changes need to be made along the way. But I know that you were in opposition of the moratorium, but I was wanting to ask you if you would be willing to allow for me to offer that amendment to do the study.
Is that not part of a bill already, that study?
It's not a part of your bill.
Oh, it's not part of this bill, but it's part of another one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a part of the other one.
Yeah.
But it's not a part of this bill, but your bill deals with the certificate of need, so it opens up that statute. So
this
amendment would be germane to your bill.
Well, this is a local government bill. I don't know if it's...
Well, you have a statute dealing with a certificate of need as well.
I'm not opposed to the amendment, but...
So I'm going to have, if my staff is listening, I'm going to have my staff put together an amendment requiring a study to reevaluate the certificate of needs process, okay?
Yeah, I have an amendment pending. I got an amendment pending right now. We're
waiting. Great.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to be respectful and see if I can offer the amendment. Thanks.
Senator from the 7th.
Or the Senator from Franklin.
Senator from Franklin, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Thanks, Senator. Two things. One, let's talk about the amendment that's in front of us right now. This
Correct.
Amendment, if adopted, will take care of the broadband issue for the municipality.
Takes
that problem off the table. Yeah. Okay, I'm supportive of that, and I'm going to ask the body to vote in favor of that. Now, also, it's a local government bill, and I've got an amendment that's being drafted right now that essentially would allow or require the city of Kansas City. It's a Kansas City-specific bill, and it would have LLCs that own property in the city to have a registered business agent that, in the event that it's an absentee landlord from out of state, that somebody is responsible for that property when the city ordinance...
They would have to have a registered agent.
They would have to have a registered business agent. It's just for Kansas City. The amendment has made it through the House. It has made it through committee, and I think we may have already voted on it on this floor as well in another vehicle, but I would like to add it to here, and I just wanted to talk
about it. It doesn't sound too controversial to me.
No, I have not seen any controversy from it in the process so far this year.
We've tried to take anything that's controversial in this bill that's came over out of it.
Right.
Obviously, there are some questions, but we're trying to make sure.
So why don't I sit down and dispense with the amendment that's in front of us, and then we can get to other parts of the
bill. That would be great.
All right. Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator from Barton?
Meyer, the senator from Franklin.
Senator from Franklin, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Thanks, Senator. Now, we're on the amendment that takes out most of page 14 and part of page 15. Is that right?
That is correct.
And that's the part that says you can't cross-subsidize competitive services.
That is correct.
But can you tell me who is behind removing that language?
Me.
No, but you said it was controversial?
There were several people that made comments that this language would be problematic for this particular bill. This language was, I talked to the folks that would desire to have this language in there, and we had the conversation. Our goal is not to kill this piece of legislation, so we decided it was the best to remove it.
Okay, because it does, there's an element of transparency there that I would have loved to see stay in the bill, where folks had an opportunity to at least acknowledge and agree with their municipal utilities.
Yeah, that language was not in the bill. It was somewhat. It basically was only on the cross subsidization, but it didn't have all of the elements that were in some of the legislation that was proposed earlier.
Okay, so it didn't have the vote.
No, the vote was not in there.
Okay, do you know how we lost that?
Obviously, that was removed in committee, and then we tried to put something in there just to take care of cross subsidization. But ultimately, that was problematic, and so we decided that we would remove it, too. I think it's just something we're going to have to work on during the interim and next year on that particular
issue. Thank you, Senator. Yeah. Thanks, Madam President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on Senate Amendment 1? Hearing none. Senator from Franklin, you are recognized to close.
I'm going to close.
The senator from Franklin renews his motion that Senate Amendment Number 1 be adopted. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. Senator from Green. For what purpose do you rise?
I have an amendment.
Send the amendment for... Senator from Green is yielding to you. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Madam President. I have an amendment. It has been distributed. I move for a waiver of the reading, and I move for its adoption. What's that? 13S.
Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. You've moved for the adoption of the amendment, and you may proceed with your explanation, but Senator, let me note to you that you need to be heard in order to be recognized for your amendments.
Scream into the top of my lungs and nobody was...
Please proceed.
Thank you, Madam President. This basically allows, there has been a population decrease in St. Louis County. This says that once a county has come under the operation of this section, a subsequent loss of population shall not remove that county from the operation of that loss. Such as was the intent of the General Assembly in the original enactment of such section. So what basically has happened is the population as it has declined. In this body, we typically define counties by population, and law is then enacted by that. And if that population drops, we want to make sure the provisions of that law are still able to be carried forth. So that's the purpose of this amendment. I think that the in St. Louis County, that's occurred, and it would not allow for the utilization of ISRIS potentially if this was not changed.
Any senator recognized to be heard? Senator from 13th.
May I inquire the senator from Franklin?
Senator from Franklin, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Okay, I think this is a good amendment, but I was conversing with the senator from Barton.
The senator from Barton and I sat down and worked up an agreement to offer this amendment, yes.
So what does this do?
It just allows for them to continue to utilize the ISRIS mechanism that's been allowed, that was authorized. But when they enact law, they look at a county, they describe it by population.
Right.
And once that population has fell below what the description, we just want to make sure that they can continue to operate under the law that was provided and not have it challenged as to, you know, they are underneath that population distinction.
So they've dropped their population.
The population, you know, it was described as a county with a population of between this and this, and obviously they're down below that. They would, but they want to be able to continue to operate with the ability to use ISRIS.
Okay.